The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
By the way, Phillip Rivers, just under 60,000 passing yards, 400 touchdowns, threw over 4,000 yards 11 times, 8 400-yard-plus games.
But he ain't got a ring!
Most consecutive starts by a quarterback, 224.
They would have had, I mean, we did the whole alternate universe thing, but they would have had to bring in Phillip Rivers and someone else.
Yeah, that's
true.
Maybe Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah.
What
maybe
if he's Matt played Ryan. A half?
Maybe it was Matt Ryan.
Yeah, the Colts had released Matt Ryan by then. He's free agent.
8 times.
Hey, wait, but funny enough, sorry to go all conspiracy. Isn't that funny that Rivers was on Shanahan's mind even though Matt Ryan was available? And that was his guy in Atlanta? Mm-hmm.
And there was some rumor about Ryan this offseason.
Yeah.
Before they got Sam Darnold.
In addition to that, 8-time Pro Bowler. My guy Beeman on the chat is saying he's in the Hall of Very Good. Probably not in the Hall. Phillip Rivers is a first ballot Hall of Famer. First ballot. Disagree?
No.
Yeah.
No?
Okay. Wouldn't the play also have been Tom Brady?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They should have already had Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers.
We don't talk enough about the Phillip Rivers Eli Manning swap.
Mm-mm.
How would that have turned out if Eli was a Charger and Rivers ended up with the Giants?
Well, and then you had the whole Drew Brees Chargers thing before that. Just so. Yeah, anyways, none of them could dunk a basketball, though. Well, who knows, maybe. But the Sacramento Kings could. The Sacramento Kings social media team doing the top dunks of the year. They are now down to 4, and we have the audio for them. Let's all listen in. This is, and thank you, Jay, for pointing this out. During the break, he made sure that I knew this was Harrison and not Matt Barnes. Mm. Since I'm struggling today, here's Harrison Barnes putting Aaron Nesmith on a poster.
Harrison Barnes to Sabonis. Sabonis now stops, gives to Harrison. Harrison wiggles toward the left, hesitates, drives inside, goes for the hammer, and he rips it again, and he's fouled. Oh, what a job off the dribble. That's the second time in this first half that Harrison Barnes has made a statement off the bounce with a rip.
That's a tougher one. That's on the road.
That was on the road. So, yeah.
Okay.
And we invite you all to play along here, not just listen.
They're doing votes on the Twitter. I know Jay calls it X.
Malik Monk. Here's a big-time drive and dunk.
There's Monk now with a drive into the lane. Going for the hammer, and he does throw it down with the right hand. Malik Monk had been denied earlier today, and this time there was no messing around whatsoever. That was a straight-line drive to the basket, and it was hammered home. 1 point Detroit lead, 100-99.
Okay.
Monk had some good dunks this year. He's a really athletic. He's a flyer.
Monk had some really.
Monk dunks.
Really, really good dunks. Right now, by the way, the Kings have pitted the Monk dunk or the Harrison Barnes dunk you just heard against this De'Aaron Fox dunk against Atlanta.
Still enough time, Jay. They got to get there. De'Aaron Fox to the back.
Oh! No, he didn't. Yes, he did. He caught a body, went right through the teeth of the defense, and jammed it in the face of Okongwu. Oh, mercy.
2-0 Kings.
There are a couple of reasons why that is my early favorite. Dare I say call as good or better than the dunk?
I'd say call was better.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you. Finally, we have the Fox dunk and the harm right here.
Kings go inside. Fox powers down a two-hand flush from the left baseline, and he was fouled. And my goodness, that one came out of nowhere. And Fox just viciously attacking the iron, and he'll get an and one. He posterized Kelly Olynyk. Oh, my goodness.
I remember that one very well. I love element of surprise dunks. Like, I remember Fox just kind of drove baseline, And then he just went for it, and it just didn't seem like that was what was going to happen. So I think when there's like a wow factor.
Yeah, when he put on the Jets.
Yeah. Turn on the Jets.
I'll tell you right now, to the surprise of probably nobody, your finals is almost certainly going to be De'Aaron Fox versus, well, De'Aaron Fox.
Yes. Yeah. Fox is a good dunker.
He is a good dunker. And now we've got the dunk we just heard versus the dunk against Atlanta. I think it's going to be your dunk, as I'm calling it.
Mm.
That's going to win the
whole thing. I didn't dunk it.
Well,
yeah.
Well,
we'll see.
We will see.
Yeah.
There are some great moments this year, and we're gonna play those here in a few. But it was
what makes a good dunk for you as a fan?
I think the best dunks for me are dunks kind of like you said, out of nowhere, just power rips, preferably in someone's face, that either stop a run by the other team or better off. Like my favorite ones, you know, middle of the fourth quarter, Kings have been on a run, and that's the dunk that calls the timeout.
Yeah.
That's the one that sends the other team to the bench, and the Kings are well on their way to winning that game.
Yeah, I think it's something that punctuates a play, like finishes a highlight, or certainly in traffic on somebody. Now, there's still a little bit of charm, though. Let's create a scenario where Kings get a steal and then throw it ahead to someone that there's the lead up that you know there's a show coming at the end of this, and they're by themselves.
Yes.
And you're like, that's still a kind of a fun moment, but you're like, well, that's an easy 2 points, but it's still cool to see.
Especially because you have the anticipation and everyone's watching.
And then sometimes the guy's just like, well, lazy.
Yeah, like, which
really?
Is hilarious. Yeah, come on, Davion. But then the if you're talking just like type of dunk, I think my favorite ones, putback jams.
Yeah.
Putback jams. Somebody else misses, and then all of a sudden
crashing
you see,
in.
Yeah, Fox versus Miami is rookie
great
year
dunk.
On the road. That is to me like, oh my God, where did this man come from? No regard for human life.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. Yes, he did. In your face.
Right.
Those are to me the best ones. Alley-oop's probably second.
Yeah, and I think too, there's something to me. There's something that I say smaller player. I mean, Fox is still like what 6'3", 6'4". It's not like he's a little guy. But you know, when DeMarcus would dunk, he had some really good, vicious, angry dunks.
Yeah,
but you're like,
same.
You're 6'10", and it shouldn't penalize him. But if Malik Monk's flying through the air, Fox is doing it compared to Sabonis, Davion. Compared, you know, Terrence Davis could get up. Those guys, if they're doing that compared to Trey Lyles or Alex Len, you're like, yeah, they're just bigger. It just looks better to me.
Right. They're
right or wrong.
Right or wrong. And De'Aaron Fox loves being around the rim. The numbers that people have been digging into this week are his finishing percentages based on rim field goal percentage. De'Aaron Fox is tied with Steph Curry at 76% amongst guards, or at least was as of February last year. He ended up being, I think, third in the entire league, including big men, in rim percentage as
that's
far as
great.
Finishing around the rim. That's where he lives. It's fantastic. And the fact that Monty has added even more shooting to go with Monk, to go with Herter, to go with Keegan, now you have Vezenkov, a healthy Sabonis. Again, I think they're a defensive guy away, but...
Yeah.
Tell you right now, barring injuries, number 11's too low.
Yeah?
Where ESPN had him, was it 11 or 12?
12. Yeah.
Sorry, 12.
Yeah. Well, and then you even go to, like, look, it's California Classic, but I thought Keegan's dunk there was great. Like, a little bit of an element of surprise. He's just going after people. You're like, all right, we didn't see that before. So, dunks are fun.
One more note here before we go to break. Just, I thought this was interesting. Jason, are you a Captain Crunch guy?
Of course. Well, berries, though.
Big Captain Crunch news today.
Okay.
And this ties into UniWatch.
Captain
Crunch. Big Captain Crunch news today.
Into UniWatch? I'm nervous for this.
They are changing his uniform.
Oh, his. Okay.
Now, normally you go,
is this
hold
the,
on.
Alternate?
Now, this is going to be the real one. Now, no, this is the home, the way, the city, and the statement. Because in the past, on Captain Crunch's sleeve, he has had 3 bars. Okay? The problem is 3 bars is the rank of a commander.
Mm.
And there's been controversy about this for years.
I've thought that.
Because, as a matter of fact, there's actually cereal boxes from the past that have him wearing one bar, which is an ensign, two bars, a lieutenant, and then almost always three bars, which is a commander.
So we've been eating Commander Crunch all these years?
All these years it's been Commander Crunch. Now, what they should do, this is where, again, we need to have a side business. Because if I'm a General Mills or whoever, or Quaker Oats, this is the whole ad campaign. After 75 years, we found out it's all been a lie. And it's been Commander Crunch.
He's the captain now?
You can be a part of his promotion, as this year we promote him to Captain Crunch. And
Captain's above Commander?
Captain is above Commander.
Okay.
And in about 5-10 years, it's going to be Admiral Crunch. It's the only place left to go, I believe. But he's been wearing the three rings, the three bars.
What a circus.
Not for nothing. Commander Crunch is actually a pretty cool sounding name for a cereal.
Yeah.
But it's Captain Crunch now.
Have you ever had Oops All Berries?
I've seen Oops All Berries. I've not had it.
What a delight.
But I think I was in Mexico and I saw, I think it was like Oops All Marshmallows and it was just Lucky Charm. And that sounds a little hardcore to me.
Anybody a fan of Peanut Butter Crunch?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Absolutely.
Still rips up the roof of your mouth. All of those.
Every single time. But I'm not going to lie. We have in our household, we have cereals and we have dessert cereals. Mm-hmm. And so Peanut Butter Crunch, Reese's, Crave, the chocolate-filled ones.
Do you eat them for dessert?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Not always.
But you ever had a Cap'n Crunch milkshake?
No.
No.
Pretty good.
Where's that?
Also sounds weird.
But good.
Yeah.
Commander Crunch.
Yeah. I've had a Commander Crunch milkshake. Here, by the way, trivia question. Nobody on Earth has ever had Captain Crunch. They've had Commander, Ensign, or Lieutenant Crunch. Lieutenant Crunch, trash.
Yeah. Ensign?
Ensign Crunch. Also, not for nothing, that's a good opportunity for three more cereals.
Yeah.
Why not put
I
out?
I thought I picked Ensign Crunch 1 week in streaking. Play for the Pirates.
Ensign Crunch.
That's a good baseball name.
E-N-S-O-N. Crunch. There's Cocoa Crisp and Ensign Crunch. Jumbo lenders have already created a declining markets list. Almost every county in Northern California is on it. Now, if a county goes on that list, it means the loan-to-value available to you guys is reduced. So if you're a homeowner right now, you may be after watching your home values go up year after year after year.
Nice.
They might be going down. Jumbo lenders always move their guides first as they are far more conservative in their lending than your conventional. And Fannie Mae has already made one guideline change, extending the required seasoning from 6 to 12 months on cash out loans. There's going to be more changes in the future that limit your ability to borrow against the equity you have. The time is now. The first quarter of this year, there were a total of almost 7,000 foreclosures in the state. That's up 3% from the previous quarter, up 30% from a year ago. More foreclosures in California than any state in the country. Let Roy help you out at Roy's Umbrella. Go to roysumbrella.com. That's roysumbrella.com. The phone number, 916-997-4434. That's 916-997-4434. Hey, tell Roy your good buddy Carmichael Dave sent you. So, listen, it's not just
Sonny.
Alton.
Now that's it, right? You guys are kings of the Listons. I can't. Who else is a Liston? Liston Reed.
They're a Liston iced tea.
I gotcha. Yeah, dude, the dunks are great and all, but in the end, it's just 2 points, guys.
We need wins. I want winners.
Well, winners. And when we talk about the Sacramento Kings season, we haven't really even done this yet, and I just don't know why. It's always good to kind of go back and look at favorite moments from the season. And I don't know if there's any that necessarily stand out to y'all. I know I have mine.
Okay.
Oh, you son of a gun. I'm here. Here I am manually doing it, bringing up the audio. I'm going to vamp, by saying the following. You know the great thing about King's moments is?
What's that?
You can listen to them time and time again.
Yeah, timeless.
Time and time again, you can listen to them, Jason, and, mm-hmm. and they kind of take you back. You know what I'm saying?
Because it was a great year to go back and listen and reflect on all the great moments.
100%. Now, for example, we have some great moments, and they're all different.
Okay.
Now, here's the question. Do you, I know Jay does. Did you know what my moment was, and did you know what Jay's moment was?
I don't.
Okay, so you picked yours independently. I didn't know what yours and Jay's were.
I never gave Jay one.
So, oh, you,
I bet,
oh,
it's, I bet,
oh,
it's in here.
Oh. And then, Jay, did you change any of your favorite moments based on what I picked?
No.
So your favorite moment is a separate moment from my favorite moment?
Correct.
Wow. Because I was kind of half afraid we'd all pick the best. I have a feeling I know what you're... I'm going to predict that you and I have the same favorite
moment.
But we'll see. We'll start with the Fox go-ahead three versus the Chicago Bulls.
114-114. Kings out of timeouts. They use their last one for the challenge. Fox advances the dribble across the logo. 5 seconds to go. It's all on his shoulders. Fox rocks. He fires for the win. He's got the triple. 0.7 seconds remaining. A three-point shot will be reviewed. It's not over yet, but fourth quarter Fox has come through one more time.
For the record, that was my favorite moment of the season. Not just because of the shot, is because of what De'Aaron said after hitting the shot.
He's nice.
Yeah, he is nice.
Descriptors.
I'm nice. I think he said, I'm nice, Commander Crunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. That was the I'm nice.
He turned
shot.
Into Bielitsa.
Let's go back to just the beginning, very beginning of the season. First road trip, I believe, against the Orlando Magic. And shockingly, it involves De'Aaron Fox.
Ready now for the second one. Wastes absolutely no time, and he hits them both. It's 123-121, 11.7 to go. Inbounds to Monk. He's squeezed in the corner, and the Kings turn it over. Two-hand flush thrown down by Chuma OKK, and a ball that skipped off their hands.
That was not OKK, by the way. Remember
not
that.
OKK with that.
The inbounds. Fox comes up the floor. 2 seconds. Here's a 35-footer for the win. He's got the bucket in an unbelievable finish in overtime. De'Aaron Fox from well over 30 feet straight away after the Kings had turned it over on a two-man squeeze in the corner. OKK took the ball to the rim for the flush to tie the score. And then De'Aaron Fox, no timeouts available. And Fox, in his return to action, hits a game-winning, buzzer-beating three.
Both of those, he just approached it like, I got this.
I got it.
I remember the Bulls one thinking like, go. What are you doing? Yeah. And then it's like, yeah, relax. I got it. Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
It was a little Curry-esque.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Great call by G-Man.
Yes.
This is how jacked up my head was at the beginning of the year, though, because that was so early and I was still in I hate the Kings. They were always going to lose mode. And I remember he hit the shot and I was like super excited about it. But I also, at the same time, was like, why'd they even have to hit that shot? You shouldn't be in that position against the Magic. Yes. You totally blew it. Good teams don't do this. That's a fake highlight. You ended up doing what you should have done anyways, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
And then, of course, that wasn't the case. All right. We're doing this in no particular order. Another great moment from the year. We have a theme here. It's De'Aaron Fox. Listen. I don't think there's any doubt this is the best game of the year. I don't think there's any doubt this is the best game in the NBA last year. But is this the greatest moment?
Batum to Plumlee. Knocked away. Fox with a steal. Fox now heads up the floor. 40 seconds to go. Everybody's on their feet here in Southern California. Fox off the dribble. He scores the 15-footer. The Kings have taken the lead. 36 seconds to go. It's 176-175. De'Aaron Fox has 42 points with that hit.
Did he say 176-175? Is that real?
He said 176 to 175. And I, look, it's like boxing judges. Like, you shouldn't judge a round based on what's happened previously. It would be incredibly difficult, but you should not, in my opinion, whether or not that's the greatest moment of the year should not be judged based on the game. It should be judged on the moment, which I guess is part of the game.
Yeah, because sometimes I think there's a confusion. Like, there'll be a buzzer beater. What a game. You're like, you know what? The game wasn't very good. The moment was awesome. That game was so good from start to finish. It doesn't really make sense that either team was going to lose.
No.
Because the Clippers were incredible, but someone had to lose, and thankfully it was them.
And I don't understand. Yeah,
Like, Kawhi was out of this world. Monk and Fox were incredible. Awesome.
Finally, we have a highlight that is not De'Aaron Fox, the only one of our top four from the year. Most of you will remember this. This is against the Utah Jazz, involving a certain ginger friend of ours.
Fox into the front court, into the paint, pulls up, trying to tie it around. A two-bouncer, no good. Kept alive by the Kings. Back to Fox, floater, way short, no good. Rebound, grabbed by Harrison Barnes. Swings to Herter, three on the way. He's got the triple. Sacramento takes the lead. 30 points, a season high for Herter. And it's 9.2 seconds to go in the ball game.
Wasn't allergic to 30.
It's also a career high for Kevin Herter. His previous best came when he was playing for Atlanta in the 2019 campaign at Philly when he had 29.
It's got you choked up.
Wow. Here's the thing. This is one of those situations where I actually like the TV version better, and this has nothing to do with G-Man. Although Mark Jones did a fantastic job, but I think you certainly heard the pop, but I think the pop for some reason on TV is better. Let me see if I'm right or wrong.
Got a good screen from Sabonis from the elbow. Tipped up. Back out to Fox. Float game. Short. Loose again. Herter from the lead.
By the way, when you go back and watch that, excuse me, I'm all choked up. Keegan Murray's swing pass to Kevin Herter is so underrated there. That's my favorite moment.
Okay.
The Clippers game is my favorite game. That is the loudest pop I've ever heard in that arena. And on top of that, this was December 30th of last year. It was a hell of a game. And the Kings went to 19-15. I believe that pop was about that play, but there was also a sense of, oh my God, are these guys for real?
Yeah.
We're now four games above 500 and going into the new year. I felt like there was a lot of weight coming off the shoulders, and that's the one I remember them.
Okay.
So, yours?
None of those.
When we return, we will talk about Shohei Ohtani coming off the trade market. And Jason Ross, this is a shocker. I thought you and I were both going to be Utah or the Clippers. We will play the audio of Jason Ross's favorite moment from last year. We'll do all that next on SacktownSports.com.
The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports. The Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sacktown Sports.
Just let it go. I was able to hear the whole song, the entirety of the song, all of the song.
So what that was, David?
I heard you out there.
So what that was the intro bed just completely running out.
So all that's out there?
No, my mic wasn't on.
Okay, good. That's all I care about. I was in talking to Chris, and
You were in there.
The other guy.
I thought I heard you.
Yeah, I was in there talking to the other
that's
guy.
That's Jay.
But the thing, well, first thing Chris, of course, says when I come in, oh, hey.
Is that what he said? Oh, hey.
He made a crack about Matt Ryan.
By the way, you completely undersold that on Twitter. Shame on you.
What, that I mixed them up?
The way you mixed that one up particularly.
I self-reported that I mixed up Matt Ryan and Philip Rivers.
Yeah, but the way you there's a lot more context. You did not provide the tweet to our audience.
Did you want me to say something like,
I created a completely different story.
I made a whole story arc. And then Matt Ryan came in and went 11-5 when Jimmy tore his knee. Yeah, baby. 1-800-920-1149-16-339-1149. The problem is with Chris too is he puts stuff in my head and I don't have the filter, and then it's off to the races, and then I get a letter from somebody. All right, we have your Oh man, Jason.
Now you see it?
Yes. Yes, this is the best moment of the season. I don't even have to play it. I mean, I'm going to play it.
please do.
I'm not playing it. I'm not going to mention it. No, Jason's right. He's right. As usual.
You were there.
I was.
Crying.
This is the best moment of the year.
Dellavedova holding
Deli.
It. See if he tries to give it up to avoid being credited a turnover or not. He's just going to hold it. And the buzzer sounds to shot clock violation. So the Blazers will get the ball back. We have only 12.8 seconds remaining. And Kings fans, we can see them in all areas of the arena. A lot of purple on their feet chanting, light the beam. Well, in a matter of 5 seconds, it will be lit in Sacramento. The horn sounds, and for the first time in 17 years, 16 seasons of frustration, 16 years of wandering in the desert looking for that oasis, the Kings have finally found the sparkling waters, the palm trees. It's not a mirage. It's the real deal. Sacramento has clinched first-round home court advantage in the playoffs that will be starting in a couple of weeks. Tonight's final score is 120-80.
Yep, that's it.
Woo!
Yep, that's it.
I mean, it's so hard in a season that had so many moments. I mean, even hearing the light, the beam chant, that's encompassed there, and it's on the road. It really was the totality of the year to have one moment, but it's like, you know, that one ended the longest drought in sports at the time. And that's all what everybody was chasing. And then it was capped there. It would have been better if it was at home, but still was cool to be on the road with Kings fans there.
Yep.
And then in typical Kings fashion, the people that were waiting at the airport for them to come home, and just it was a great year. That first year that we said it during it, like, look, enjoy this because this is the best. I mean, the best would be a championship, but there's going to be a lot of stress on the road to a championship. This was almost like we use the term house money all year. Like everything about it was great.
Yep.
And the offshoots of getting coach of the year, an all rookie player, rookie record broken by threes, two all stars, two all NBA players. I mean, highlights everywhere.
Brings a tear to your eye.
Yes. And then to have a classic first round series with your rival, a new rival. That was a great year.
That's your moment. That's your moment of the year right there. There's no doubt about that. And honestly, I would say that that night and then the following morning on this show, that's honestly my favorite 24 hours of this business. That was special. We had people calling in, crying, celebrating, just and it would have been cool to be at home. It would have been, I think, better to be at home, but there was something special
about the
the light, the beam, and all that.
Yeah.
We have a trade report from Chris Haynes. Breaking news.
It breaks, we have it first.
It's Sacktown Sports Breaking News.
The Magic have agreed to trade Xavier Simpson to the Motor City Cruise for Reggie Perry, Devontae Kaycock, and a second round pick. Sources tell Chris Haynes and TNT. The Osceola Magic of the G League have made this trade, and Chris Haynes is reporting it right now. Does this change your offseason rankings that we did earlier? It's huge.
Can we talk more about Matt Ryan?
I wonder how slow it is. Chris is reporting.
You called for the breaking news on that?
That's what I'm saying. What Chris Haynes said. Chris Haynes tweeted out the breaking news, and even what the sources tell, you know, I have him on. He's one of three guys I have on alerts. Chris is one of them. I mean, league-shaking news. I don't know that I've ever seen Chris Haynes report at G League 3. Well, Xavier Simpson is now a Motor City Cruiser?
Go. Go, go, go.
I mean, still, though.
Fox into the front court, into the paint, pulls up, trying to tie it, around, a two-bouncer, no good. Kept alive by the Kings, back to Fox, floater, way short, no good. Rebound, grabbed by Harrison Barnes, swings to Herter, three on the way. He's got the triple, Sacramento takes the lead, 30 points, a season high for Herter, and it's 9.2 seconds to go in the ball game. It's also a career high for Kevin Herter. His previous best came when he was playing for Atlanta in the 2019 campaign.
Not afraid of 30 there.
Yep. Way to go.
Shohei Ohtani has been pulled off the trade market, according to sources, because the Angels are only four back in the wild card race. Just four. And that is a wild card race.
Yeah.
That includes the Tampa Bay Rays. That is a wild card race. That includes the Astros, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox, and the Yankees, all a minimum of 1.5 games ahead of the Angels. And by the way, the Mariners just a half game back of the Angels right now, 4.5.
Yeah, a lot of competition for the Angels. And to take Shohei off the list, to get Lucas Giolito last night in a trade, if that's the start of a couple of moves for the Angels, I do think it's the right thing to attempt to do and their best chance to keep Shohei. But we'll see if it pays off.
What if Shohei Ohtani had a team meeting and said, bottom line, guys, is like Major League, like, if we make the playoffs, I'm going to re-sign here.
Okay.
If we miss the playoffs, I'm leaving.
Then I'm all in and trying to get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mike Trout, get healthy.
Right?
Yeah.
Get healthy.
Add players.
Get healthy, Mike Trout. Why isn't – is Mike Trout – Mike Trout's basically the Anthony Davis of baseball, right? Well, it'd be very interesting to look at percentage of regular season games played over the last 5 years for Anthony Davis versus Mike Trout, not counting COVID. I'll bet you it's similar.
Could be.
I think so. Yeah. I think Jay should do the math during the break. and I know it's an injury thing. It's not an energy thing.
No.
Mike Trout, he certainly wants to play. And if it was an energy thing, he could just talk to our good friends at American Energy Heating and Air. They got you covered. Oh, let's talk about how they got you covered. Now, I've been telling you all week that they are hiring. Well, let's get back to also what American Energy Heating and Air does for you and what they got going on. They make shopping for a new air conditioner easier with their new online quoting tool. No, that's not where you go to AmericanEnergyAir.com and they spit out like Shakespeare. It's not that kind of quoting tool. They're going to give you an instant quote on a new HVAC system, help you determine what system you'll need. They'll provide the best pricing options, all from the comforts of your home without somebody having to come to your home. Go to AmericanEnergyAir.com and check out how easy it can be. Or if you want to give them a call and talk through what your needs are, fine, great, awesome, super wonderful. 916-520-9990. A-plus Better Business Bureau since 1981, serving the greater Sacramento area. Your complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner. 916-520-9990. That's 916-520-9990 or AmericanEnergyAir.com. Tell them Carmichael Day sent you. When we get back, who's hot? Who's not? And are we getting some more movements in the ridiculous college football alignments? Talk about it next.
It's Whitey and Watkins on Sactown Sports.
Here's the new Aaron Rodgers, or is it Mr. Rodgers?
And yeah, I would say maybe earlier in my career I was a little more easily angered, and I feel like I'm a little less triggered as I've gotten older.
Good advice.
That's so nice.
This music is so perfect. Now we're just gonna be a little happy campers, you know?
Yeah.
We're gonna practice patience.
It's Whitey and Watkins from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Sacktown Sports. What's hot?
Yeah, hot. Real hot.
And what's not?
It's not good.
Brought to you by American Energy Heating and Air, Sacramento's complete heating and cooling company and second opinion partner.
Oh, guess what?
What? Hot.
Spencer Strider and his mustache.
Yes.
That's a great name.
The Braves starter last night had 10 strikeouts, which brought his season total to 199.
That's a lot.
Remember I was saying baseball has just like the weirdest streaks and stats?
I do.
Well, we're about to go down that territory.
Oh, boy.
That's the third most by a player under the age of 25 before August since the mound was moved to its current distance in 1893.
Well.
He trails only Vida Blue, who had 219 in 1971, and Walter Johnson. At 219-12.
You know, Walter Johnson was good.
He was.
Hall of good?
I'm going to go Hall of Fame. But yeah.
Like Joey Votto?
But I see the argument. Joseph Votto. We'll get to him in a second. Who's okay. Not?
The Angels.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You know, they made a trade last night for former All-Star Lucas Giolito and his 3.79 ERA. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because Angels starters not named Shohei Ohtani have amassed a 4.86 ERA this season, which would be the fifth worst in MLB.
Yeah, that's not great. This just in. Also, Lucas Giolito, athlete's name closest to an ice cream. Doesn't that sound like ice cream? Every time I hear Lucas Giolito, I think ice cream. That would be who's not, because it would be cold.
Sounds more like gelato than ice cream.
That's Ken Dreyer.
That's why. Ooh, Ken Dreyer. Is there a crystal? Like a Billy. Billy, but not, yeah. It's got to be another. What about Donovan Breyers?
Is there a Ben Jerry?
Ben Jerry, Ben Ross.
All right, so we're good. We got who's hot, who's not?
That's done.
Or are we still going?
No, wait. I mean, we could try.
I have a clip for y'all, speaking of baseball.
Baskin Robbins equivalent?
Have you seen this back and forth between Joey Votto and Chris Mad Dog?
Yeah, I have.
It's just...
Not a treat.
It's just golden. Here is Mad Dog Russo interviewing Joseph Votto.
A couple of months ago, you said that Zach Greinke and I are a hall of very good ball players. I think Zach and I would agree. You may be right. But I get the gist of what's going on here. I know what you're doing. You're looking down on us. A couple small market Midwest ball players. Just because we're not big city, just like you. Mr. New York City, Sirius XM radio star. Mr. National Television, ESPN star. With your Fifth Avenue ties and your crisp pocket squares. Your tailored suits and your polished shoes. And your hair. Your perfectly coiffed Broadway hair. Must be nice to sit atop that Madison Avenue ivory tower, looking down on us with those luscious locks. Not everyone can be the next Roger Peckinpah, Mad Dog. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're a disgrace. A couple of months.
What did he yell?
Who knows?
I think that was a bleat. I don't think he was yelling. That's just what he, every time I hear him, he sounds like a goat.
He was a mad dog.
Joey Votto is a national treasure. I'm here to tell you. And I don't know what he's going to do in his career after.
Cut wrestling promos, apparently.
Joey Votto is a damn national treasure. Here, by the way, more audio. Here's your guy, Mookie Betts.
I interview Mike Trout, right? And I asked him to give me his Mount Rushmore of outfielders currently. He mentioned you as the first guy that he would put on his Mount Rushmore. Yeah. So I got to relay the question to you. You can put four current outfielders in the Mount Rushmore. You can ask yourself, because I told Mike, you got to be in there. Who will be your four?
I mean, there's so many good guys, but I would definitely say him for sure.
Uh-huh.
Judge. I guess Rice isn't really an outfielder anymore now. He's playing first base.
I mean, both of y'all kind of like go back and forth. But you can throw Bryce. That's good.
I would definitely say Bryce is a part of that. You can argue myself. I would say probably that I'm sure there's
that's some a good people point. I'm missing.
You can argue myself.
I think that the audio gives it a little more context because it sounds like Mookie kind of backed into himself. It was kind of suggested he put himself on there. And on top of that, almost like Bryce Harper was kind of like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I think if you gave him more time and he wasn't on the spot, I actually think Harper wouldn't be in there. I think in the end there would be no Bryce Harper. Not in the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, well, he's been DHing. He played some first the other day, but yeah.
The news that Colorado might be moving back to the Big 12.
What's going on?
I don't know, dude. And I know this sounds dangerously like a segment, but I don't like what's going on. And I'm not talking about the NIL deals and all that, but I kind of am. I'm on the side of the players. You should be paid, but I don't know if this is the way to do it. And now these conferences are just getting weirder and weirder. And I don't recognize college football.
Yeah. I mean, it used to
be. Until they start playing.
Right. I mean, it used to be really clear, really easy to know who was in whose conference and so on and so forth. Now with all the movement and the sizes of the conference, even the names, like, hey, Big Ten, you know, there's like 18 teams in the Big Ten or whatever it is. And Big 12 has 8 teams, and now it's changing. It might even be for the better, but it's just, you know, what's going to happen to the Pac-12? Is there just going to be 2 or 3 conferences? Who knows? A lot of juggling.
You know, we only have 3 more Saturdays after this one.
It's coming.
Until college football does its, well, it's top 25 debut, and it'll all kick off with Navy at Notre Dame, 11:30 a.m. Saturday. Although there's some Thursday ones, too.
Yeah. Love college football.
I love college football.
Can we get you to Florida State this year?
We do have to look at some, I think, you know.
Wait, have we done the annual Jason Ross puts you and your dad on a vacation to hit all your favorite sports teams and spots?
The problem is we don't have the Kings schedule yet. Wasn't the Kings schedule part of it?
You know, I don't think that's the problem, actually. I think the problem is actually getting you to do it.
Well,
good point, Jay.
All right, if we look at the Florida State, we don't have to do all this now, but looking at the Florida,
I'm going to get it.
Looking at the Florida State schedule, let's see. There's home versus, well, that's actually LSU. I think that's is that in Jacksonville? Their home opener is against Southern Miss on the 9th of September. Then they play Virginia Tech at home October 7th, Syracuse October 14th, Duke October 21st. And then they have Miami and North Alabama at home on November 11th and 18th. Yeah, I don't know, man. Trying to think of that, you know, ideally there'd be a way to combine that with a,
is Miami the best game at home? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like, well, yeah, for sure. For sure. As a matter of fact, I mean, they got, yeah, Clemson's on the road. Florida is on the road this year. Let me see. Are my Niners playing anywhere in that area this year? They will be at, well, let's see. Hold on here. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, hold on.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, my God, there it is.
The 11th of November, you go to the Seminoles and the Hurricanes, and then the next day, the Jaguars.
That's it. They're at Jacksonville, the Niners.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's it.
On the same weekend as the Hurricanes, maybe the Kings will be in Orlando, too, or something.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
There you go. We've set it up.
Hold on a second. That would be amazing. Super easy, right?
Yeah.
So
sounded like too many numbers.
Yeah.
I thought so.
That was a misdial.
Yeah.
You called Matt Ryan.
I dialed 9 and then 1, right?
You don't have to dial 9 for the 4 millionth time.
You know, I don't need the extra commentary. Okay? I don't
you asked for it.
Yeah. So you got, yeah, that's it.
That's it.
And that's Miami.
Mm-hmm. At a 10 a.m. game or one your time?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, Dad, you're on the air. Good morning. Sorry. I know you hate this, but I got a quick question. I know. Hey, listen, Dad. So I'm looking at, with Jason Ross here, I'm looking at the schedule, And Florida State plays at home versus Miami Saturday, November 11th. And then Sunday, November 12th, they play at the 49ers play at Jacksonville versus the Jaguars.
Sounds like a great weekend.
What do you think? We take a look at it. We fly to Miami. We watch FSU in Miami. Uncle David comes over, whatever. We hang out. And then we drive up to Jacksonville and watch the Niners and Jags the next day and then fly back.
Couldn't have waited till you were off here.
I need to know if you like that idea or not.
Yes, I like that idea or not.
Do you think, can you handle the travel, Dad? Are you okay? You fall asleep? You got the energy? What's up?
If my wings hold up, I can handle the travel.
See that? That's where I get the wit. All right, well, we'll talk more about that. Well, because I saw Lindsay sent me a picture yesterday of you sleeping in the doctor's office. So, you know.
What?
Yeah, you and Mom were both conked out in the doctor's office waiting.
Oh, that's not. She's making up stories. That's not true.
I literally saw the picture, Dad.
The pictures can lie. That's not true.
Fake news.
There's something phony about it.
It was anyway. Okay.
Pleasure talking to you. Really, I love this.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about that off air. I think we might have ourselves a Florida State trip.
I think we may have finally come up with one that appears to be worthwhile. Yeah,
okay.
That's a nice. That may be Wyoming.
I think it was Montana, Dad.
Or Montana.
All right. Well, eat well and exercise because November's a ways away. Okay.
I can't get out of the chair. Are you kidding?
All right. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
There you go.
All right.
About my fifth year in a row of trying to get this.
Go.
Maybe we're closer.
Now we are at least talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to do it or not, but we're at least talking
probably
about
not.
It.
Probably not.
I mean, you know, yeah. We'll take a break. Hey, November, what's November? You know,
yeah.
November. When we come back, Niners at 9. Is Brock Purdy really the QB1? Well, I think so. And Tim Kawakami backed it up in his article where he talked to Kyle Shanahan. We'll talk about that and more next.
Sacktown Sports has all your 49ers preseason coverage.
Nick Bosa right through the middle, throws down Matthew Stafford.
Ooh. Nick Bosa is a rapper and wraps tight underneath.
Backwards pass to McCaffrey, and he's going to throw downfield wide open. Brandon Ayuk, touchdown! Christian McCaffrey can throw.
Catch every 49ers preseason game on Sacktown Sports.